Mary Street Press and Harper Audio present Twilight at Wild Springs, featuring the bonus story Tempted at Thoroughbred Lake by Dolores Fawson, performed by Will Dameron. Chapter 1. Lily Parkman hit the brakes when she turned into her driveway and spotted Sherlock Holmes and the Hunger Games' Katniss Everdeen in her front yard. Well, they were people dressed like those characters, anyway. And Sherlock and Katniss weren't alone. There were at least 24 other people milling around the yard, as if such milling around in that particular area was perfectly normal. It wasn't. "What the heck?" Lily muttered, automatically going with the milder profanity that she'd trained herself to use because her 14-year-old daughter, Hayden, was seated right next to her in the truck. But there were some much harsher curse words going through Lily's head. Some mountain-sized questions, too. Despite the clothes and get-ups, Lily recognized every single one of the folks doing the milling around. Not hard to do, since she'd lived her entire life in Last Ride, Texas, and knew all the residents. However, to the best of her knowledge, many of these folks had never paid a visit to her Wild Springs ranch. "What's going on?" Hayden asked. Lily thumbed back through her memory to recall if today was her birthday and if this was some sort of surprise party. An unwanted one. But her birthday was months off. Ditto for Hayden's. And months off, too, for her ranch foreman, Jonas Buchanan, and his stepson, Eli, who lived on the ranch grounds just a quarter of a mile from her own house. Nope. No birthdays. No anniversaries. So either she'd won the lottery, unknowingly become a celebrity, or... Lily stopped and mentally thumbed back through another date. Since it was the 1st of August and just past 7 p.m., this crowd could have something to do with the Last Ride Society, a.k.a. a group of her Parkman kin who had way too much time on their hands, more time than she did, anyway. But many of her kin would say the Last Ride Society was the ultimate tribute to their ancestor and town founder, Hezzy Parkman. Lily knew the spiel as well as the faces of those in her yard and on her porch. Hezzy had formed the Last Ride Society before her death in 1950 as a way for her descendants to preserve the area's history. The woman hoped to accomplish that by having a quarterly drawing so that a Parkman would then in turn draw the name of a local tombstone to research. Research that required the Parkman who'd drawn the name to dig into the deceased person's history, take a photo of the tombstone, and write a report for all the town to read. The date fit for the Last Ride Society meeting, since the quarterly drawing was done on the first of the months of February, May, August, and November. The timing fit, too, since the drawing was usually done around 6 p.m. So maybe her guests were all there to tell her that she was this quarter's drawer and to give her the name of the drawee, since Lily hadn't attended the meeting. Her stomach tightened. Oh, heck. She hoped she hadn't drawn Maddie Buchanan's name. The woman had been married to Jonas and had died 2 years earlier from cancer. He was still grieving for her, and researching Maddie would only take jabs at that grief. At least the name couldn't be one that would jab at her own grief. Griff Buchanan. He'd died years ago and had not only been Jonas's brother, but he'd also been the love of Lily's life. Well, maybe he had been. Since Griff had died when they were teenagers, maybe that love would have faded by now. Still, Lily wouldn't have to take that particular trip down memory lane because her own twin sister, Nola, had drawn Griff's name a year ago, and those jabs of grief had had some time to fade. Lily took her foot off the brake and inched closer to the house. The sound of her approaching truck obviously got the attention of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?